So EWN reporting this afternoon that the KwaZulu-Natal government has confirmed that the death toll resulting from recent floods in that province has risen to 70. Of course, that province has been severely affected by the heavy rains that started during the Easter weekend, leaving many missing and around 1,000 people displaced in Durban. On Wednesday, President Cyril Ramaphosa visited affected areas and announced plans by National Treasury to release emergency funds to help with relief operations. You may remember that on Tuesday we spoke to Garrett Jemison, who is Rescue Care Operations Director, who was on the ground, and we'll check in with him now for a quick update. Garrett, great to have you back with us, and thanks so much for giving us your time this afternoon.
No problem at all. Good afternoon.
Now, things have quietened down somewhat. What is the situation like right now?
Yeah, it's become a lot quieter now. Fortunately, it's mostly just the recovery operations that are taking place. Obviously, people are trying to rebuild their lives in and around the Durban and surrounding areas.
Obviously devastating to hear that the death toll has now jumped to 70. I believe it may even be 71 now. I mean, how is the province dealing with that in itself? And of course, your staff.
Yeah, it's very tragic. I mean, it's literally escalating by like 10 at a time, if you've been following the media, and all different areas. As I said the other day, the south region, Port Shepps and Margate and those areas, the guys actually came to assist us, the rescue workers, the canine search and rescue dogs, and then they got hit the following night as well, and then obviously it went to Port St. John's, where I did see on social media that the military deployed to assist here as well. So, you know, it's been absolutely devastating. People are just trying to pick up the pieces. And, you know, obviously all the necessary government authorities are stepping in, which is great to see. And the president himself was here and said to people that they will be releasing emergency funding to assist, which is also great news there.
Do we have any idea of the estimate of damage? I understand that a task team is set to be deployed to assess damage caused to infrastructure, but do we have any idea at this stage, an estimate?
No, not at the moment, but it's massive. You know, multiple areas were hit exceptionally hard, and you know, I just don't think there's going to be any figure on it for quite a while, because it's you know, it's so widespread across everywhere. It's not just one specific area. It branches Durban and surroundings then into the Eastern Cape, so you know, it's quite a vast area to cover.
When we spoke a couple of days ago, residents were being advised to stay off the roads. Is that still the case?
No, fortunately, on Tuesday it started clearing. I mean, it was still drizzling. Wednesday was overcast, but it was warmer. And today it's a sunny day in Durban, which, you know, I think a lot of people are actually pleasant about, because, you know, yesterday there was also a little bit of threat of some rain. And, you know, everyone's just scared that, you know, they don't know what to expect. I did see on ENCA yesterday, you know, the rivers are quite high. I have visited some of the rivers currently in and around Durban, and they're still quite high volume, but they are decreasing rapidly now, which is good. But it's, you know, the roads infrastructure that's been damaged, and contractors are hard at work, but, you know, the major routes are also damaged, which now puts added pressure onto alternate routes, and as well as, you know, traffic is mayhem here now.
Yeah, I can imagine. And in terms of aid, I believe that Gift of the Givets has also joined in emergency relief efforts.
Yes, they've stepped in big time, as they always do. I mean, they're awesome. And there's multiple, but I don't think there can ever be enough, you know, enough assistance rendered in regards to stuff to build houses, food, blankets, you know, baby formula, etc. You know, so a lot of people are calling us as well, asking us where, when, how, you know, to get different means of whether it be clothing or food or particles or anything like that, you know, and we're just referring them through to the Gift of Givers, because they manage it, this is their expertise, they manage it very well, and they make sure it gets distributed fairly.
Absolutely. So if, in terms of monetary donations, drop-offs, etc., I know that there's a number of, there's information on the website, but also Country Duty, civil society group Country Duty has set up various collections collection points in various cities across the country for donations. I'll be giving you the details for those in just a minute. But for this afternoon and for now, Garrett, thanks ever so much. And of course, again, appreciate the work that you and your staff are doing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
All right, that was Garrett Jameson there from Rescue Care, the operations director. The Cape Town drop-off, if you are interested or able to donate anything and what's being requested, toiletry, school supplies, clothing, blankets, shoes, crockery. The Bossa Cafe at the Bahrain Estate. The times, so Saturday 10 until 6, Sunday 8 until 12. You can get in touch with Trevor on 067-768-7830 or Nomhebo on 084-577-7378.